For much of her adult life, curator Molly Schwartzberg has had a thing for editorial cartoonist Patrick Oliphant.
I would open up my New York Times or whatever newspaper wherever I was living and go immediately to the editorial page. And there I would see my Oliphant and other cartoons.
So she was thrilled to learn that Oliphant, a resident of Santa Fe, was planning to send more than 6,000 drawings, sketchbooks, and scrapbooks to the University of Virginia, where students of history, art, and politics will be able to study his unique take on America from the mid-60s to 2015. Alas, Schwartzberg says, that's when he retired.
And I think he really regrets not being able to represent Trump. And I think we all wish that we had Oliphant's take on Trump of all presidents.
To give you a sense for the Australian-born artist's low-key but caustic wit, listen to this conversation he had on stage at Yale. As historian David McCullough spoke with him, Oliphant drew pictures of politicians on a massive white wall, among them Richard Nixon's vice president, Gerald Ford, who was reputed to be a clumsy man, and Nixon himself.
Did you ever meet him?
No, I never did. No. That's okay.
Did you?
And I usually stay away from presidents or politicians in general.
Why?
Because I might like them. When I did meet once, I was his vice president, and he was a very good fella, a nice fella.
I agree.
But he used to bang his head on things.
He recalled being invited to entertain at a party Ford was hosting for his staff.
So they were all there, and Kissinger and all those awful people. And I don't know why I did this, but I took the charcoal, and I walked over to him, and I drew a Band-Aid on his head. You know, you can get wrestled to the ground for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You'll see Band-Aids wherever Oliphant drew Ford, and you might catch a glimpse of the tiny penguin he called Punk. Here again is UVA curator of special collections, Molly Schwartzberg.
I think that he's Patrick's alter ego. He's there to add just one more layer of commentary to these already layered cartoons. He's often sort of appalled and surprised by what's happening and shares his thoughts either with his actions or words.
In addition to drawings, the collection contains correspondence from Oliphant's many fans, from Hunter Thompson and Walter Cronkite to Gilda Radner, who signed her note Roseanne Rosanna Dana. And there are 22 bronze sculptures of politicians, including Lyndon Johnson and Ronald Reagan, on their horses.
Another wonderful sculpture is a large piece showing Patrick, the artist, in a chair looking at naked Nixon. Nixon exposed, and it's called Artist and Model. And we have Nixon sort of looking unhappily over at the artist who is preparing to portray him on paper.
That and other pieces are likely to be on display when the university opens a major exhibition of Oliphant's work in the fall of 2019. I'm Sandy Houseman.